Have you ever felt a deep connection to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, but wondered about its significance? Join us as we explore the heartfelt history and powerful symbolism of this cherished devotion, and discover how it can enrich your faith. Stay tuned. Ave Mundis Pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. As many of you already know, Padre Pio's devotion to our Blessed Mother was essential to his spirituality. And this month, the month of August, has been dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary since 1944, during Padre Pio's lifetime. So, following in Padre Pio's footsteps, and honoring our Catholic tradition, today's video will be about the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Let's dive right in and learn about its significance and history. Devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary has a rich history that dates back centuries. While references to the Immaculate Heart of Mary can be found as early as the 7th century, the practice of venerating her Immaculate Heart first emerged in the 13th century with saints like Saint Mathilde, Saint Gertrude, and Saint Bernardine of Siena. Now, I don't want to overwhelm you with all the names and dates, but I do want to mention that the devotion gained widespread momentum in the 17th century through the efforts of Saint John Eudes, who was fervently devoted to its promotion. And we can't forget St. Margaret Mary Alacoque and her confessor, St. Claude de la Colombière. While they're famous for spreading devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, they were also deeply dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. However, it wasn't until 1805 that Pope Pius VII officially allowed a feast to honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Now, let's take a moment to reflect on some biblical references to the heart to better understand the symbolism of Mary's Immaculate Heart. Throughout the Bible, the heart is portrayed as central to our spiritual and moral life. For example, in Proverbs, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it," emphasizing the heart's central role in our actions. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus proclaims, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." And even earlier, in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, we are commanded, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength," emphasizing the heart's integral role in our devotion and commitment to God. Furthermore, in the Gospel of Luke, we find a prophecy of Simeon when Jesus is presented in the temple as a baby. Simeon tells Mary that a sword will metaphorically pierce her soul. This verse is often associated with the imagery of Mary's Immaculate Heart being pierced by a sword, symbolizing her deep emotional suffering. So, it's obvious that the heart stands not only as one of the most powerful and universal symbols of love, but also as the essence of our character, something inseparable from what makes us ourselves. In this light, we understand that the image of Mary's physical heart symbolizes her immense love for God, her deep sorrow at Jesus' passion, and her compassionate love for humanity, mirroring the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Now, with that being said, there's a difference between the symbolism behind Jesus' Sacred Heart and Mary's Immaculate Heart, and it's not just in how the hearts are depicted. You see, Jesus' Sacred Heart symbolizes God's profound love for humanity, whereas Mary's Immaculate Heart symbolizes her love for Jesus and God. Consequently, there's a nuanced difference in how we approach their veneration. Let me try to explain. When we venerate Jesus' Sacred Heart, we recognize God's love for humanity and strive to respond to His love with our own love. On the other hand, venerating Mary's Immaculate Heart involves seeking to emulate her love and to unite ourselves with Jesus through Mary's heart, embracing both her loving care and her sorrow. In other words, her Immaculate Heart serves as a model for how we should love God. Furthermore, devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary is central to the Fatima message. In 1916, an angel preparing the shepherd children for the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin told them, "The hearts of Jesus and Mary are attentive to the voice of your supplications." Later, the Mother of God herself told Lucia, "Jesus wants to use you to make me known and loved. He wants to establish devotion to my Immaculate Heart in the world. To those who accept it, I promise salvation, and those souls will be loved by God as flowers I have placed to embellish His throne." Finally, in 1944, Pope Pius XII dedicated the entire month of August to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Initially, he established a feast day on August 22nd. However, this feast was later moved to the Saturday following the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is celebrated in June. Despite this change, the dedication of August to the Immaculate Heart of Mary remains a cherished tradition in the Catholic Church. In conclusion, by honoring the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we draw closer to Jesus through her maternal love and compassion. This devotion, deeply rooted in tradition, offers us a path to salvation and a refuge in times of trial. So, as we follow in the footsteps of Padre Pio, let us deepen our devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, seeking her intercession and guidance on our spiritual journey. As he himself once said, "Always stay close to this Heavenly Mother, because she is the sea to be crossed to reach the shores of eternal splendor." Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. This simple action helps our channel grow and reach more people who love Padre Pio as much as you do. We have more inspiring Padre Pio stories and reflections waiting for you. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for a full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. And don't forget, you can also enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. The link is in the description below. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.